Vaccine hesitancy produces a terrible toll. In Japan, a fall in the numbers of people taking the HPV vaccine in 2013, owing to coverage of a cluster of adverse effects, is predicted to lead to 5,000 deaths from cervical cancer that could otherwise have been prevented. As well as exposing people to illness and death, vaccine reluctance and outright anti-vaccine propagandists prevent eradication of diseases. The WHO included on its 2019 list, with admirable foresight, a threat labeled Disease X. Effectively, they left a blank space that represents the need to prepare for an unknown pathogen that could cause a serious epidemic. A blank space duly filled the following year by SARS-CoV-2, which, almost certainly, crossed from bats and started spreading between humans. Actually, it was quite predictable that a serious disease would cross over from animals. Other examples include HIV, rabies, anthrax, Ebola, flu, MERS, and SARS, both from the coronavirus family, and bubonic plague. All of these are zoonotic diseases that jumped from animals. A lesser-known zoonotic virus, Nipah, is of serious concern. It crossed from fruit bats to pigs to humans and was first picked up in the Malaysian village of Nipah in 1999. It has a shocking death rate of between 40% and 75%, compared with 3% for coronavirus. There is no treatment or vaccine, and if the virus mutated and became more easily transmitted between people, well, you can see the problem. We need an international institute for pandemic protection and response, perhaps working under the umbrella of the WHO. In 2009, when the H1N1 swine flu pandemic threatened to take hold, the vaccines that were developed for it were snapped up by rich countries. Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, is an international body that subsidizes the cost of vaccines so poorer countries can afford them, and this is something we should do for any coronavirus vaccine if it is not done by the goodwill of world governments, and we can't rely on that. We should also support the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, an organization working on vaccines for many emerging diseases, including COVID-19. CEPI has an immediate need for $2 billion to complete vaccine trials, but then more to ramp up manufacturing capacity to make sure there is enough vaccine for everyone who needs it.